Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and thankful human being, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Thanksgiving Dinner in a Diaper. Let's do this. Kudos to you if you've managed to already escape the office. If you haven't, please just stop pretending to do work. You're not fooling anybody. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I sincerely thank you for reading, enjoying, commenting, and sharing my weekly humor blog. I hope it makes you shake your head, smile, laugh out loud, or all of the above. Because I love you, I'm not going to waste time giving you fake positive holiday advice. Instead, I'm going to encourage you to do what you're going to do anyway. Wear comfortable clothes, elastic waistband pants if you have them, and eat to excess. Shovel it in like coal in a furnace. If you have the stones, let your family know that this year you mean business. Show up to Thanksgiving dinner wearing a diaper, but do assure them that whatever happens in the diaper stays in the diaper. Screw the budget. Congress can't agree on one, so why should you? Get out there and spend beyond your means. People judge you by how much money you spend on them, and let's be honest, you're judging them right back. This is America. Money buys love, and this year, love is an iPad. A Kindle Fire means they like you and they may even see potential in your relationship, but you should probably still be seeing other people. It goes without saying that since we are now in eggnog season, it's time to get liquored up. Procure a designated driver or a bus pass and go get hammered. Set up an IV drip and drink yourself into the Guinness Book of World Records. Gold star if you can do this while actually drinking Guinness. Now this next bit is only for the truly committed, or those who should be. Try to pull off the trifecta. Be the first one on a Black Friday sales line with a piled high plate of Thanksgiving dinner in one hand, a Long Island iced tea in the other, and a beer cooler at your feet. Yes, that means you're mixing drinks. It's the holidays. Don't be a pussy. This also gives you the weapons you may need should this scenario degenerate into something unseemly. If it comes down to the last iPad in stock, you may need to beat somebody down with a turkey leg. Are you willing to fight for love? If any of this sounds vaguely illegal, don't worry. I don't predict too much of a police presence at the malls, since they seem to be very busy pepper spraying students down at Occupy fill in the blank. But if worse comes to worse and you need bail money, you can always tap into your Christmas club, assuming, of course, you didn't invest it with Bernie Madoff. If you do this right, you'll start the new year 20 pounds heavier, deeper in debt, and with hazy, liquor-clouded memories of how the hell it all happened. Then, of course, you'll start making resolutions that you have no intention of keeping. You'll be angry, depressed, and in need of a good laugh. And you can get that here at the Urban Irma. Reading the blog or listening to the podcast will bring the light and laughter back into your life. That's right. I'm here for you, boo. Best part is, hopefully, you'll be enjoying it on your new iPad. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff, the small stuff will sweat.